I love where I come from, Perry, then 25, told People in 1991. The people there are good people. When they say thank you, they mean it. A lot of people say nice things to me out here in Los Angeles because they're getting paid to. High school classmate Rachel McCall says he never stopped being hometown and we loved him for it. Perry's parents divorced when he was 6, and he had a turbulent relationship with his father. It sucked, he said in 1991, but he grew close to his stepfather Steve Bennett, whom his mother married when Perry was 12. He's the one who taught me the important things I needed to know about being a man, Perry said. In high school, Perry, who was named Biggest Flirt in his yearbook, also showed off his budding talent, entertaining crowds as Freddie Bird, the school mascot. He had so much spunk, recalls his advisor Betty Weller. He said he was going to be a movie star. Sure enough, after high school, a determined Perry headed to L.A. After stints on the soap operas Loving and Another World, he landed a role that would make him a superstar nearly overnight. West Beverly Hills High's Bad Boy, the seductive, brooding Dylan McKay on 90210, the first primetime soap opera set in high school. And Perry, though in his early 20s, was ideal for the role. You were immediately struck by this James Dean-esque quality, but he also seemed to have his feet on the ground, recalls co-star Carol Potter, who played matriarch Cindy Walsh. It was a combination of this unreachable sexy guy with an inner foundation at the same time. Perry loved the work but grappled with the notion of fame. Exasperated by mods of screaming fans, the sheer loss of privacy and perhaps most of all exalted status of teen idol. Man, I hate those two words, Perry said in 91. I'm a simple guy. I don't need a whole lot. Adds Potter, it was a hard time for him to go anywhere, but he didn't let it go to his head. He was more like, this is crazy. So Perry did his best to stay out of the limelight, settling into a quiet life at home in San Fernando Valley where he lived with three Vietnamese pot-bellied pigs and eventually furniture saleswoman Sharp, whom he wed in 93. After their children were born, Perry had a renewed focus. As soon as he became a dad, that was it, says a source. He didn't care about being famous or being a celebrity. He knew what was important.